IWEF ruling on CASTA is a really, you know, not even sad decision. I think it's out of proportion, because I mean no athlete has to go through what CASTA is going through. CASTA is the fastest, and now I feel like they're trying to bring her down. I mean, she's running her best, and all of a sudden now she needs to take some drugs to make her become slower, you know, to reduce her level of testosterone. And I still feel like it's a sad thing that's happening to her, because that's who she is. She was born like that, and there's nothing that she can do to change that. And if she has to go through that, it's going to be a sad thing. And if I was CASTA, I wouldn't do it, because at the end of the day, they're trying to change who she is and what she's doing.
The Big Issue on Sokola Duma Radio.
And that is the voice of BG Phoenix Football Club from Beijing and current CAF African Women's Player of the Year, Uthembi Kgatlana, sharing her views on the big issue about the IWF ruling on CASTA Semenya, which was handed down on Wednesday last week, in a story that shook the whole of South Africa and Africa as a whole, with some athletes even going on to express their views on social media platforms. In today's edition of The Big Issue, we speak to spokesperson at the Department of Sports and Recreation, Uvuyo Mhaka, and former Banyana Banyana midfielder Upinki Machekane. This is The Big Issue on Sokola Duma Radio, and I am Shane Matsoyane. Enjoy the episode.
Sokola Duma Radio.
On the line, we have a spokesperson for sports and recreation, Uvuyo Mhaka. Uvuyo, welcome to The Big Issue on Sokola Duma Radio. Kunjani? We are fine. But news came out last week, Wednesday, from the IWF about our world champion, 800 meter CASTA Semenya, as the sports and recreation department in the country. How did you take the news?
Well, naturally, we were saddened by the news. As you all know, that we've been with CASTA all along. South Africans have been in support of her. But we did instruct Athletics South Africa really to study the judgment and advise us. So during the course of this week, we are just disrupted by the election work. We'll be able to get that information, and then they'll advise us where to move. But we are equally pleased that the world the medical association has obviously put its weight against the judgment, and almost make it practically impossible to administer the judgment when it actually urged their doctors not to administer, you know, this particular judgment.
But have you spoken to her, CASTA? I mean, how is she taking the news here?
Well, you know that CASTA is currently competing in the Diamond League in Doha.
Sure.
Currently, that we have always agreed that we must give her space to do what she does best. And what a way to respond the following day after the judgment, when she actually won the 800 meters.
Mm-hmm. I understand that this is probably the first time that you have to deal with an issue of this nature. I know you guys are used to talking about CASTA winning medals and breaking records, but now there is this huge cloud hanging over her head with this IWF ruling. What is the next step now for the Department of Sports and Recreation with regards to this issue, Put?
Well, as I'm saying, Athletics South Africa will obviously advise us after they have communicated to their judges what they advise the way forward. But we'll always press on to make sure that we lobby the international community. As I'm saying, that we're glad that World Medical Association has come on board. We'll carry on lobbying other sports bodies, other important bodies internationally. And we have spoken to Athletics South Africa to also lobby other federations across the world.
Sure.
So when they go to their, you know, conference, they're able to put the matter of CASTA on the agenda.
Sure. So you are hoping to push this issue forward, hopefully that you will get a positive response. What is the least judgment that you are hoping maybe you will get from the IWF at this moment?
Well, really, at the ultimate end of it all is that let's actually allow and celebrate that in our lifetime as a generation, we've got someone like CASTA,
sure,
who's able to really food wonders, something that can be written for future generations. And it's something that we ought to celebrate rather than to condemn, because there's nothing that she has done. Actually to be given that talent and the manner that she was. And as the swimming world is currently celebrating Philip, Michael Phelps is the one of the greatest swimmers, and obviously there are scientific reasons why he's one of the greatest swimmers. So instead of condemning him, we must celebrate him as we celebrate Messi, as we celebrate all other athletes that really come once in a generation. So we must never condemn him. So equally, we ought to celebrate that God has given someone like Caster the talent.
Budam, I will have to let you go, man. But thank you so much for your time and for giving it time to the big issue on Sokala Duma. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you very much, buddy.
Sokala Duma Radio.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, we've got Upinki Machekane on the line. He is a former Banyana Banyana footballer. Pinky, welcome to Sokala Duma Radio. Sisam, how are you doing?
I'm well. How about you, sir?
I'm fine. How has life been outside of football?
Look, let's just not say out of football, because I'm still a soccer player. Okay. That will never leave me. So I'm still a footballer. I still play because it's my passion. So, sure. Yeah, but international wise, I'm not playing, but I still play in SASO, but just casual, just to keep myself fit and, Because that's what I love doing.
Yeah. Yazi, the reason why I'm asking is because I knew that I was going to ask you about something that you love. And something Correct. Happened from IAAF during this week on Wednesday. Big news came in about Caster Semenya and how many South Africans are disgusted with the outcome that came from IAAF. I mean, your opinion as a woman to Caster, how did you feel about this whole outcome from IAAF?
Look, like you said, as a woman, I'm a woman athlete, and it's very painful because we're sitting here 2019 and we're still going through the same things that we've been going back in the years, even today. So women are still fighting, to be heard, to be recognized, to be who they are. And we can't, it's still painful. And with Caster Semenya's issue, like, I was like, yo, I'm done. This is not it. This is not human. I mean, how could you be denied an opportunity to, to showcase your talent because of the person that you are, but they don't want you to be the person that you are. You know what I mean?
Sure.
So, yeah, it's inhuman. I find it so disturbing for me. She's black, Caster, she's black. She's from Africa. And now, everything has to be raised. Everything that now they need to level her testosterone.
Yeah.
Yeah, so for me, I find it so not good. Painful.
You as a footballer,
yep.
When you were playing right there at the highest level, did it ever occur to you, maybe think about it, that what happened to Caster, the decision by IAAF, that what if it were to be a decision that would be taken to a woman footballer who maybe is deemed too good by the governing bodies of this world? How would you, as player, did it ever came to your mind that things like this, maybe if it would come to you as women who are playing football?
Well, it never came up. But then I can tell you, we've had women, we've had people, actually, when we play soccer with other nations, and we'll hear comments like, oh, she's a man. Mm. And that as well, it didn't sit right with me. How could somebody say, is that a man just because the way they look? So I think it goes to Caster Semenya as well. People are just so judgmental, and we saw, like, the society, I don't know how to put it, but society has so much to say in our behavior, in the way they want us to behave, and how they want us to live, the normal Caster. But Caster is the person that she is, and she doesn't have to prove to anyone that she's this person. You know what I mean? So with us as women soccer, we face such things. It's just that it was never brought up to attention to high media, you know, in the public space. Mm-hmm. So, but it was never got to that level. But we've had such comments where they were very, you know, not so good, so nice.
Yeah. You know, there's also this thing where people are saying it's a discrimination against caste. And there are many women who are also playing that they do up, also playing football.
Correct.
Does it also happen? Is there this thing, word called discrimination? Does it also exist in football? Or maybe it's something that shook the world? Is it because it happened to caste Semenya? Does it, something like this, does it ever happen to you girls when you're playing football?
Like I said, the way with caste is being published and how the media is reacting to it, with women football, it was never like it is now, but somehow it is. Because like I said, you know, we'll have comments like saying, that's a guy, come on, number to Ola, why is she playing with the girls? You know, hence they don't even know. Like, people grow up in different, you know, medical forms. Yes. So there's nothing we can do. We can't change that, you know. So it's very silly of people. It's very sad to hear people say such things.
Sure.
Yeah. So I think we need to educate our people in terms of, I mean, some people, they say these things because the level of education, you know, they don't know, just because they see somebody saying this, just because they hear somebody saying this, therefore they go with what the crowd is saying. So I think we need to start teaching our people, our community, athletes, everybody who's into, you know, sports, to not be able to say such remarks, you know.
All right, that's it for today's episode of The Big Issue. Thembi Khatlana at the beginning telling us about how this decision by IAAF is discriminatory to caste Semenya. Also, Ubudvuyo Maga saying the Department of Sports and Recreation in the country, they have instructed ASA, and that is Athletic South Africa, to study the judgment and advise the department in the next step of the matter. And lastly, we spoke to Pinky Machekane, a former Banyana Banyana player herself, throwing her weight behind the 800 meter world champion, and that is Ukasta Semenya. Well, I hope you guys enjoyed the episode, and don't forget to follow us on all our social media pages. From me and my partner here, it is a goodbye for now.
Sokala Duma Radio.
Sokala Duma Radio.